Today, the General Assembly completed work on the 2016-2017 state budget. And I'm pleased that this year we've had a budget process completed in a far more timely manner than what we experienced in 2015-2016. This budget highlights for me the need for real reform, the need to reform our budget process so that we're evaluating every dollar that's being spent by your state government at dollar one. I believe we need to look at a two-year budget to begin having a conversation over a two-year period so that we're doing long-range planning as well as providing the oversight that I think is important for the budget process. We need to have a conversation about generating revenue, but not revenue through asking the taxpayers or by asking the taxpayers for more money. Time and time again, we seem to go back to the taxpayers and ask them to contribute to state governments, the state government's chronic overspending. We need to have a conversation about moving this state forward, growing our economy so that all our Pennsylvania residents have the opportunity to experience earned success. We can generate revenue and imbalance our budgets, not by asking the taxpayers to pay more, but through enhanced economic activity. And so I'm hopeful that we will begin having this conversation today as we look forward to 2017-2018. I'm disappointed that ultimately this budget resulted in increased taxes, specifically to our agricultural community, to our tobacco producers in Lancaster County. I apologize that this budget has resulted in us coming back to you and asking you to contribute more to state government. I think it was absolutely unnecessary, and that's why I voted ultimately against the revenue package as presented to support this budget. So we need to grow our economy. We need to reform the budget process. And finally, we need to have a real conversation next year about the expenditure side of the ledger, looking at our human services, identifying and eradicating waste, fraud, and abuse in human services. We need to look at our public sector pension system and finally transition new employees into a defined contribution system and stop the bleeding and reform this system. We need to reform our Department of Corrections and control costs there. We need to reform our public sector pension system, as I mentioned, and our public education system to control costs there, but to ensure that we're getting a return on investment, that every child has the access to a quality of education. So while I'm pleased that we've passed a budget in a timely manner, I'm disappointed that we've had to go back to the taxpayers of the state to pay more to support that spending. And I urge my colleagues to begin a conversation now to ensure that we control spending, reform our budget process, and position this Commonwealth for economic growth in 2017-2018.